The following program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery. Cane Vineyard and Winery supports Heritage Radio and the growing movement to change how Americans eat and how we think about our planet. For more information, visit www.cane5.com.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Cane Vineyards. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farm, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking a day in Hudson Valley and the Oscars of food. If you're listening live to Heritage Radio Network, our live call-in number is 718-497-2128. Congratulations to all the nominees and winners of the 2011 James Beard Foundation Awards. I bet over half of the folks recognized have been on Heritage Radio Network. On the phone, we are going to give you a glimpse of the evening with Terry Walters. Terry is the author of Clean Start, inspiring you to eat clean and live well. Terry, welcome to Hot Grease.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
First off, bravo for being nominated.
Thank you so much. It was really quite a thrill. Still is.
Are you delighted that the whole buy local, eat local, support local movement took center stage at the awards?
I am. It is the perfect timing. I'm thrilled by it. When I started teaching people how to eat like this 10, 11 years ago, and I said, maybe we can try some quinoa and let's try this recipe, people looked at me like I had three heads. What's quinoa? And now you can buy quinoa in three colors at your conventional grocery store. And so the change that's happening is so great, from endorsements for my book, Eating Well, just really letting people know that food is much more than taste, it's nourishment. And I'm thrilled about it, yeah.
Tell us about the food at the ceremony. Were you inspired by any of the dishes that you guys were served?
I was so afraid you were going to ask me that, because my award was one of the ones that was announced last, the Healthy Focus, and everything looked so phenomenal. But as the evening went on and on, I got so nervous.
Oh, really?
But one of the things that I did notice was that there were all the tastes, all the colors featured local produce and locally raised animals, locally grown produce. It was quite inspiring, and especially the different preparations. There was a lot of pickling and a lot of different tastes used, and it was really magnificent.
I love the photo of you and your kids at the event. I saw it on your blog, terrywalters.com. What do your daughters think of mommy writing books with a healthy focus?
Well, I'm probably the luckiest mom to have kids in a school system, because so many other children, I think, fight with their parents about what they want to eat and what they see other kids eating. And I have this little stamp of endorsement of, I write cookbooks and I've received this nomination. And so it makes what I suggest a little bit more cool, and it gives me a little bit more buy-in. But they think I'm very famous. I wouldn't go that far, but I'm not about to burst their bubble.
So speaking of two books, you're the author of two titles, Clean Start and Clean Food. Is this book, or are both of your books, for mothers, or would you say it's for a single person who's kind of reading their cookbooks on their iPad? Who's the ideal audience for your two books?
These books are about just being able to to have the tools to make foods that are minimally processed so we can benefit from the maximum nutrition. And my goal is to make them easy, to make them quick, and to make them delicious so they fit any lifestyle. We have traded in so much nutritional value for convenience, and I want to reverse that. So really, they're for anybody who's looking to amp up the nutritional value of their food, eat well, live well, and take control. And so I try and give inspiration. I try and give as much information so that we can make healthy choices, because making healthy choices is about having knowledge and tools. So they're really for anybody. These are the foods we all need more of, and it really doesn't matter what else is on your plate.
So should I pick up both books? Do I need your first one, Clean Food, first before I read Clean Start? Are they companions or...
Well, Nicole, of course you should pick up both books.
Aha!
But I like to explain it like this. If you're somebody who really is hungry for information as well as recipes, then and you might want to not only cook from the book, but maybe take the book to bed at night and read from it and learn from it, then Clean Food is the place for you to start. If you're someone who likes pictures and you just want to dive in and say, that looks great, I'm going to eat that and make that, then Clean Start is your book. It's more accessible, fewer unusual ingredients, not as much of the heavy-duty health information. And Clean Start, the newer book, which was nominated for the James Beard, is also a gluten-free cookbook. So anybody who eats gluten is going to feel completely satisfied with these recipes, but people who have to be gluten-free or are striving to be gluten-free are going to be able to access all of these recipes and enjoy as well.
So, Terry, our listeners who are listening live right now on heritageradionetwork.com, how can they find you? I know that you have a website and you're on social. Give us the deets of where to find you.
I'm at terrywalters.net on the web. I'm at Terry Walters on Twitter and Clean Food on Facebook, and I travel all over. I'll be in New Jersey at Paramus at the Whole Foods on Wednesday evening and the Princeton Farmers Market on Thursday. So if you go to my website, terrywalters.net, and go to the calendar, I could be in your neck of the woods soon.
Cool beans, Terry. Thanks so much for joining us on Hot Grease. Now you're on the list of all the great and fabulous folks who've been recognized by the James Beard Foundation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great week, Terry.
Thank you. Eat clean and live well.
Listeners, keep listening. We're going to take a short break and come back with Nichelle Stevens.
It's May, the lusty month of May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear. It's May, that gorgeous holiday, when every maiden prays that her lad will be a cad. It's mad, it's gay, a libelous display. Dreary vows that everyone takes, everyone breaks, everyone makes divine mistakes. The nasty months of May.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. Did you guys like that song? I think that's the Musty Month of May by Julie Andrews, I think. Anyway. Only a few people have made multiple appearances on Hot Grease.
Oh.
Best believe, if you hear someone more than once, they are hot stuff. In the studio, we have Nichelle Stevens. Nichelle is co-founder of Cupcake Takes the Cake, the world's most popular cupcake blog, and she's a social media strategist for Loop21.com, amongst many other super cool things. Welcome back, Nichelle.
Thank you, Nicole. I am so happy to be here.
So, you know, we already start talking about this. We were in the same, we're always at this in the same place. We were in Gardner,
New York.
New York this weekend and didn't even know it.
Hudson Valley represent.
Hudson Valley. So you went Gardner, New York. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Gardner, New York. It's about how many miles you think outside of New York City?
I, It was less than 2 hours to get there, so I would say less than like about 90.
Yeah, 90, about 90 minutes.
90 minutes away.
So they had a big cupcake festival.
Yes.
In Gardner, New York. So tell us about that. Let me just give you this quick spiel. So I was in Gardner, New York because Total Town Spirits, the makers of Hudson Valley whiskey, and they make vodka and a few other spirits.
Bourbon
exactly. And they also have maple syrup, all kind of great stuff. They're in Gardner, New York.
Yes.
So I went there this weekend and you were at the Cupcake Festival. Tell us about the Cupcake Festival.
Well, it's such a coincidence because this was totally not planned that Nicole and I would be in the same part of New York at the same time, which was not New York City. My co-editor and I, Rachel, we went up to Gardner for the Cupcake Festival, and we were asked to be celebrity judges, and we judged a lot of cupcakes. I had a bite of probably about 40 cupcakes.
40, good Lord.
And they were, and some were so beautifully decorated. I seen like tiki cupcakes that were like decorated like a watermelon with like an ant on them, and apple cupcakes, like the apple donuts that a garden in New York and Hudson Valley is really known for apple picking in the fall.
And the farms, they have hundreds of farms.
Oh God, that was one thing that was super cool, is that there were several farms who actually made cupcakes for the
really
Wright's Farm, Herd's Farm, they made these apple cupcakes, and there was a couple of other farms in the area. Yeah, it was really
so who won?
I just had to remember the flavor. The one that won best in show for the amateur, it was a chocolate raspberry cupcake, and it had like a layer of cream and raspberry filling. It was delicious. And I'm actually kind of fuzzy on who won best in show for the professionals, but the professionals were, it was amazing. This place called Motsy Cupcakes in Bridge Creek.
So were these all companies that were based in Gardner or either Hudson Valley area?
Everyone who made cupcakes were from the Hudson Valley
area. Wow. So, girl, see, and people love, you know, they still, you know what they're saying, Nichelle. They're still saying cupcakes, move over cupcakes, here comes the pie. If you're talking about Gardner, New York, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a small place and they're all into cupcakes. It's not going anywhere, huh?
No, cupcakes are not going anywhere.
I have to ask you this. I saw you tweeted this. I am a Sprinkle Cupcake fan. I've never been to one of their stores, but someone actually went out of town. I was working at my old job here in New York City, and they brought me back a box of Sprinkle Cupcakes. And they were like 2 days old, and they were good. You went to the opening the other day. How was it?
Oh, my God. I was actually very impressed, because I've actually only had Sprinkles once when I was in L.A. And the new location, which is on the Upper East Side, they have some really good flavors. I'm more likely to go for the unusual ones. I'm not gonna go for like a vanilla or a chocolate or even a red velvet. There's a ginger lemon.
Oh my God,
it is delicious. I mean, like a ginger cake, it's really good with a touch of lemon. The cupcakes are good, because I got a dozen for the opening. They gave you can get a dozen.
And that's generous.
And they're still around. There's only a few left in my apartment, but they lasted for a couple of good days.
I should have told you to bring me one of those.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could have did something like put it up on the wood fire grill here at Roberta's or something and nooked it back to health. We got to get back to Gardner and Tuttle Hill Spirits. I was excited. I took Adrian. That's my permanent roommate, a.k.a. my husband. So we went to Tuttle Town Spirits, and we actually, Tuttle Town Spirits, if you're in New York City, but you can find them actually everywhere. They are distributed all over the country, and they're now rolling out an international plan.
Exactly. Actually, I talked to the owner, Ralph, and his wife, Vicky, who mm-hmm. coincidentally I used to do bookkeeping for.
So small world.
Very small world. And so good to see Ralph up and around. And he was actually at the Cupcake Festival. And yes, you can find their spirits all over. I think one of the really cool things is I think a lot of Brooklyn restaurants were one of the first to carry Tuttle Town whiskey and bourbon and rye, and I think it caught on because of the cocktail, right. I guess, craze.
I'll have to say, if you are trying to get out of the city and you need a day, hop on the Trailways. It's like, what, $30? It's an hour, like an hour 15, hour 30 mm-hmm. minute ride. Did you have Wi-Fi on your bus?
No, I didn't get on one of the ones that have Wi-Fi.
Oh, man. I had Wi-Fi on the bus. And so I was able to, you know, do my thing on the internet and stuff. That's so sad. I can't even just be off the internet a day. And you just go up there. You catch a cab. You can go to Tuttle Hill Spirits. But I have to tell this story, Nichelle. I don't know if you guys experienced this. So we get in the car. The cab driver is looking like, wow, where are you guys going? So we tell them we're going to Tuttle Hill Spirits. They're like, oh, we keep hearing people talking about it. They've never heard of it before.
What?
Yeah. And what's really funny is that they are amazed that people from New York City are actually coming to New Paltz. That's where the bus station is. Yeah, and then exactly. Gardner is like, what, 10 miles away? Mm-hmm. They were amazed. Did you get that? Did you
and Rachel get that? Oh, I got a little bit of VIP treatment.
Oh, y'all, VIP.
When we get off the bus, we actually had someone that came to pick us up. Kay, I want to thank Kay for picking us up, who is actually a friend of Vicky, who's...
What's up, Kay? So we're going to have to send this link to the owners of Tuttletown
Series. Yeah. So they picked us up. Kay picked us up and she took us back to the station. So
so you didn't get to experience that. It was straight hilarious. They were like, really? You guys came way here for this? It was just so funny. They were telling us. So on the property, Ralph, the original owner, and there's another guy who's a partner with him, there was an old flour mill was built in like the 1800s. It's like a historic site, which is now a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But the founder of Total Hill Spirits originally owned it, so now they've turned it into a restaurant. We had lunch there. They had like grass-fed burgers. All the food was like straight from Hudson farm to table. It was really good. We had lunch there, and then I walked out. I was like, damn, I have spent too much money. They have a limited edition rum. Oh girl, it is so good. They use molasses from Louisiana and with the rum, and so we bought a bottle of that because I don't think you can find it in the city. It was like a special one-time thing that they did with maybe like historic New Paltz or some city organization, and they were giving profits to that. So I bought that in addition to Noble One, which is a syrup that has been aged in the barrels.
Oh
my gosh, the syrup, y'all, was $30, but I am here to tell you that syrup, I had a taste and it was so good. So I'm sitting here like last night and today, I was like, am I just gonna make pancakes,
french toast
or put it on ice cream? It's so good. Ooh. You can taste the hint of bourbon.
Oh,
and it's not like super sweet. I think that the syrup comes from Canada, and Noble One, they're coming out with, well, they have like 5 or 6 products, like vinegar, and then they have the maple syrup and some other like sauce. I saw that they were featured in New York Times like a few months ago. So hot stuff. Shout out to Tuttle Hill Spirits. If you get a chance, go there. They're growing very rapidly. But you can actually see them, the entire process.
It's great. I mean, because I remember years ago when I first moved to New York and just going on a tour to the Brooklyn Brewery. So I think it's really good to see how things, see how the sausage is made, I guess.
So shout out Hudson mm-hmm. Valley Farmers, Hudson Valley folks, Gardner, Cupcake Festival people. Hey. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk New York City food events and also events that are outside of New York City. We'll be right back. Keep listening.
The last song on the record, and it was, again, I guess I kind of got a little, when I was writing it, I was feeling pretty miserable and pretty lonely, which I guess kind of contradicts Rolling in the Deep, where I was like, I'm gonna be fine without you. This one was me kind of on my knees, really. That relationship that the entire record's about, that is really summed up in Someone Like You, has changed me in a really good way. It kind of, it's really made me who I am at the moment, you know. And I'm sure there'll be another relationship, well, I hope so anyway, that helps change me and define me as well. But I can imagine being about 40 and looking for him again and turning up, and he's settled and he's got a beautiful wife and some beautiful kids and he's completely happy and I'm still on my own. That's kind of, it's kind of about that.
settle down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you.
This is a public service announcement from Heritage Radio Network. Every Tuesday at noon, Dave Arnold, the author of CookingIssues.com, will discuss new and innovative techniques, equipment, and ingredients. Call in with your own questions to see if Dave and the crew can solve your cooking issues. Again, that's Tuesdays at noon on the Heritage Radio Network.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. This program is being sponsored by Kane Vineyards. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Are you making weekend or summer plans? If so, I want you to turn up your computer or your MP3 player. We are about to chat upcoming food events in New York City and beyond. Here with me is Nichelle Stevens, my sometimes friend, twin, I'm saying, because you know we're twins, and Uber connector. You'll have to come on again. We'll have to talk about, explain the whole why we're twins thing.
Okay, yeah.
So upcoming events, IACP.
It's in early June.
Early June, International Association of Culinary Professionals, Austin, early June, and the dates are, I think, June 1st through the 4th. So if you don't know about IACP, you should check it out. It's in Austin. I've never been to Austin before, Nichelle.
Oh. You have to go.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get the IACP. We'll know by the end of the week if I'm going to go or not.
Just to wet your whistle, there is a cupcake smackdown that's going on down there during around the time of IACP.
Andy, what's her name? Addie Bowles.
Addie Bowles.
Never met her. You see, shout out Addie. Never met you. We're Twitter friends, but I know you're in Austin, right?
Yes, she
is. She's a food person in Austin. So, yeah, you can go to IACP website and check out the really cool events and pay for the thing. Other events that are happening outside of New York City. West Cape May Strawberry Festival. That is happening. Actually, it's the same weekend as IACP. And West Cape May is in New Jersey.
I have not been, but my cousin has gone there because she lives in Philly.
I heard the place is really gorgeous. Ooh. So all of my Jersey folks who are listening, June 4th is the Strawberry Festival. I've seen a few people tweet here in New York City that they've already started to get strawberries. Oh, so I guess great. They're coming from Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, so strawberry season is amongst us. Other cool things coming up before we get to the big thing that you're co-producing. The Big Apple Barbecue Block Party.
Oh, that's always a big party.
It is a big party. It is happening on June 11th. If you're in New York City at Madison Square Park, June 11th and 12th, you can taste barbecue from all over the country. Southern Foodway Alliance is actually going to have a booth there collecting oral stories about barbecue and all that stuff. Shout out to all my other SFA members that are here in New York City, and that'll be at the Big Apple Barbecue Block Party. Another thing you're producing, co-producing, TechMunch 2011.
Yes, TechMunch 2011 is actually on June 11th. It's a one-day food blogger, food lover conference. It's like the convergence of food and tech. You were there last year at our first annual one in New York, and this will be our second one in New York.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
Damn, it was really well organized. Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the Astor Center. So it's going to be right near Astor Wine and Spirits, just to let you know if that's a landmark for you, because some people don't know where the Astor Center is.
Do you think people who don't live in New York City, would you recommend they come to TechMunch?
I think if they live on the Eastern Seaboard and can get here easily, like Philadelphia, Jersey, Connecticut. Yeah, it's definitely a really good, informative conference. When I said at the top of last year's conference that even if you've been blogging for 1 year or 5 years, you're going to learn something new to help build your blog and build your brand, I wasn't lying. And Eric, who attended the conference, Eric Gunnar Rochelle, if I can, Eric from Garden Fort TV.
Yeah, well, I know exactly.
We'll just get his Twitter handle right. He's great, and he's actually going to be speaking about video.
He's so great, yeah.
and we're going to have people who will talk about food photography, building your brand. People, actual fellow Heritage Radio Network person, Kathy Irway.
Okay. I think she was on the, I'm speaking, huh? Doing something.
Nicole will be, we'll actually have like this marquee spot, which is kind of finalizing the special person that you will be interviewing.
Uh-huh. So Nichelle is, I told you guys, she's hot stuff. She's working on the hotness for Tech Munch.
It's going to be fun. And there will be cupcakes by Robicelli's. There will be cookies by Tasty Morsels. There will be a lunch by...
Tasty Morsels, really?
Exactly. I'm not playing around here.
Oh, wow.
I'm also going to work on some more afternoon snacks. So, I mean... You're not going to just come there and learn. You're going to eat. You're going to have a good time. We're going to be yogurt in the morning by Chobani yogurt.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So this is last year was good, but this is really exciting. I was there last year, and I'm going to tell you, beyond getting really great information, what I loved about Tech Munch, it was information. It was laser focused. So you weren't just sitting in a conference all day like, oh, gosh, ADD kicking in. But you were able to get enough bullet points at like every session to move you through the day. And then the other things, these are frivolous things that I remember. The prizes. Are we having great prizes?
Oh, yes. There will be prizes by KitchenAid again this year. So you can possibly win some appliances. And the other thing is what we're doing, since it's at the Astor Center, there's a second room that if you need to kind of get up, move around, take a phone call or whatever, you can still hear the conference. So it'll be
That's great.
It'll be surround sound or whatever. So and then that will be also where the cupcakes will be. So
wow.
From Astor
Place is I loved last year was at Roger Smith Hotel. I actually love Roger Smith Hotel, but I really, really love Astor Place.
And it'll be good because it's really convenient for people coming from Brooklyn, and with it being on a Saturday, we wanted to be something that, you know, you wouldn't have to trek all the way to MGTOW. And I'm Babette and I are really excited, and we're like really in the mix of finalizing everything. We want to have everything kind of all finalized this week, but that should not stop you from getting a ticket.
So how can folks get a ticket? Where they need to go?
Okay. So I was trying to think if I had memorized the bit.ly link, but the best thing for you to do, because I know the URL that will take you to the actual Eventbrite, is to go to techmunch.bakespace.com. And you'll click on the New York, and you'll find where you can register. And the early bird ends on May 19th, which is this Friday.
Okay. So, yeah, Babette, shout out to Babette. Babette is would you say she's the founder of Tech Munch?
She is the founder of Tech Munch, but I co-produce it when it's here locally in New York.
Shout out to Babette. She's her brand or her thing is Bake Space. So you can go to techmunch.bakespace.com. And it's also, there's a Facebook page.
Yeah, or this Facebook page called Tech Munch, so you can find it there. And the hashtag, because everything we talk about, we're just using that hashtag, so it'll be easy for people to find in the conversation.
Another thing I want to, if you're listening right now to Heritage Radio Network and you're like, ooh, Tech Munch, this sounds like me. Another thing that I like about this, and maybe you can speak on this, is that it's not a lot of people there. It was very intimate.
Yes, and we're still keeping it intimate, so that's another reason why you will want to get tickets earlier. There's going to be less than 100 people that will be attending.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be less than last year.
Yeah, well, one, considering the space, but we wanted to be more of a conversation. So even though we have experts speaking, we want to allow time for Q&A. And also time for giveaway surprises. Man. I think if it with less people, you have more likely a chance to win a KitchenAid appliance.
Yeah, man. I was, I didn't win last year. I'm really sad about that.
You might have a better chance of winning this year.
So, all right, folks. You know, once a month, I try to do events that are coming up. I just gave you a few. Tech Munch, I would say, if you're on the East Coast and you want to come to a small intimate event, and you don't have to be a food blogger, let me say that.
Yeah, actually, you know, I think one of the things is, like, if you're a niche blogger, a lot of the tools we're talking about, because it's all about, like you said, a laser focus. And as opposed to talking about just the general how do I blog, it's taking it to the next level and developing an audience, building a brand. And I think that's where people want to go, because I know a lot of people want to, they don't like to talk about the M word, meaning monetize, but truth be told.
Oh, we always want to talk about that.
If you want to, if you're going to spend the time and the effort, you want to make money.
You hear that, people? Monetization. the buzzword for food bloggers. Nichelle, so folks are listening. What's your deets? How can folks find out about Nichelle?
Okay, I think the best thing is just to follow me on Twitter. I am Niche on Twitter. It's N-I-C-H-E. And if you want to see tons of pictures of cupcakes, you go to cupcakestakethecake.blogspot.com. Or follow Cupcake Blog on Twitter. And that's pretty much it. I mean,
I love the Facebook. I'm going to be honest.
You love the Facebook?
I love the Cupcakes Facebook better than Twitter. I mean, you get a lot of pictures and it just comes up.
Yeah,
a lot of pictures.
Yeah, we're Cupcakes Take the Cake on Facebook as well.
All right, folks. Nichelle, thank you for coming by. You know, it's always fun to have you. You know, you crown me two things, and I'm gonna let you go. Nichelle crowned two things. She called me the food mayor of Bed-Stuy.
Oh, yes, she is.
So, and what else did you call me? Oh, you said the show is like The View, but it's about food.
Oh yeah, it's The View, but it's about food. Do you know there's gonna be a show called The Chew? And I was like,
I need to be on
you
that.
You need to be on that show.
Well, we have what's her name? Hootie Who? What's her name?
Oh, Carla Hall.
I'll let her be my twin.
Oh, yeah. You need to get on that show somehow.
Well, as I said, Nichelle is the super connector, guys. So maybe Nichelle can get me on the show.
I did meet Carla Hall once.
listeners, thank you for tuning in to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. You can join me every Monday live at 3:30 Eastern Time. But until then, always take the road less traveled. My own beliefs are in my song.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
This is Katie Kiefer with Behind the Scenes Food News for the week of May 11th. One of the most exciting things that I found in my trolling of trade blogs this week was the announcement of a new initiative called AGRE. That's capital A-G, small R-E-E. So it's sort of agriculture and green, I suppose, is the idea behind that. And the co-chairs include Dan Glickman, who is a former secretary of the USDA under Clinton, Gary Hirschberg, who is the president and CEO of Stonyfield Farm, Jim Mosley, who is a former deputy secretary at the USDA under George Bush, and Emmy Simmons, a former assistant administrator for economic growth, agriculture, and trade at the U.S. Agency for International Development. So this is kind of a mixed bag of political viewpoints here, which is what made me really sit up and take notice. It's funded by all the usual suspects like the Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, etc. But leading off in their first meeting, Glickman stressed the importance of involving all stakeholders and seeking common ground in addressing the need to feed a growing global population and doing so in ways that are environmentally, economically, and socially sustainable. And the eight foundations that are backing AGRI, he notes, agreed to set aside their political differences, as did the individual co-chairs, to develop research-based long-term solutions and strategies. I think this is a gigantic step in the right direction. I'm hoping that these guys will have a huge impact on the Farm Bill, which will be coming up again in 2012. So let's keep an eye on AGRI. If you want to read more about them and what they're doing and their news, they do have a website. It's www.foodandagpolicy.org. This has been Katie Kiefer with Behind the Scene Food News.
The following is a message from Heritage Foods USA. In the next few weeks, Heritage Foods USA will be offering an interesting variety of amazing products, ranging from top quality seafood to their famous pork cuts. At the end of May, the Heritage team will go up to Maine to harvest fresh lobster with sustainable lobstermen. These delicious lobster are a perfect way to kick off the summer season. In the pork department, Heritage Foods USA will offer the maple-cured smoked boneless Heritage ham at an unbeatable price. This offer won't last long, so get them while you can. Place your order today at heritagefoodsusa.com or call 718-389-0985. That's 718-389-0985 to place your order with Andrea or Ashley. And don't forget to sign up for the email list and to check them on Facebook and Twitter to get in on their new products, deals, and offers from Heritage Foods USA.